Ran comments on the end of Parshas Kisetze on the psukim which constitute Parshas Zohar. So the Parsha, of course, begins Zohar Eis Asher Osel Chamalek B'derech Yetzeis Chem Mitzrayim. It begins with the mitzvah's essay of Zechira, and then it concludes with the mitzvah's losasei lo tishkach. So Ramban says, Ramban quotes, that Kvar Hizkati HaMedrash Adosha Bobasifra Yochel Belipcha, when the Torah says Zochor, maybe it means to remember, which means internally. Lav dafka that a person has to articulate it. Shu Omer Lo Tishkach HaReshichachas HaLev Amura. Now that the Torah already indicates through Lo Tishkach HaMani Mekayim Zochor Shetehishana B'Ficha. So Zohar connotes a chiyuv to speak, to articulate. V'chein b'sifri, Zohar es asher asa l'cha amalek b'peh, lo tishkach b'lev. V'lo yadati mahi hazchira hazo b'peh. Chazal don't really spell out what they have in mind by this zechira b'peh. He says, "Im lomar, perhaps what they mean is shenikra parshas Amalek v'tzibur. That v'nimsenu l'meidin, and were that the case, he says, if that's the correct understanding of Chazal, so then nimsenu l'meidin min hatorah b'shnei zochar. So then that would be a mokor for parshas zochar being a da'araisa. And then the Ramban adds, v'yasmach l'mikra megillah min haTorah. And it would also provide a smach, a basis, a hint, an indication for mikra megillah and min haTorah. Ramban goes on to suggest a different shot in what the zochar b'peh is. According to the first mahalach that the Ramban suggests, so then it sort of frames the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah as a kiyum in zechiras Ma'aseh HaMolek, zechira for the purposes of mechia. The juxtaposition of Parsha Zohar and Purim and Mikra Megillah also suggests that the context for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Rambam, we'll see this also based on Chazal, has a different suggests a different context, a different way of framing the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Well, the Rambam here, the paragraph we're about to excerpt from in the Hagdam to the Yad HaChazaka, so the Rambam has his Hagdam, but then he lists the 613 mitzvahs, and then there's another paragraph before he then tells us what each of the Yud Dalid the Svarim and the Yad HaChazaka deal with. So after listing the 613 mitzvahs, Rambam says these are all the mitzvahs d'oraisa. In addition, there are also mitzvahs d'rabbanan, which we're obligated to accept and to fulfill from the Sasa. And the Rambam says, this is a question he returns to in Hilchos Mamrim, that the d'rabbanans don't constitute Baal Tosef. So why not, Taka? Why isn't the d'rabbanan Baal Tosef? With the Dravonan, so there's more than 613 mitzvahs that we have to fulfill. So the Rambam explains as follows. He says, Va'enum tosefes al mitzvahs hatorah. The Dravonan, such as Mikra, Megillah, Nechanukah, Pinus, Tisha B'Av, Yedaim, and Erevin, they don't constitute a tosefes al divrei Torah. Va'al mahis hira Torah, lo sosef al sigra. So what does the love of Baal Tosef and its accompanying love of Baal Tigra, so what do they target? If a Navi would come and allege that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here, I'm updating the Torah, I'm adding a 614th, or I'm subtracting and I'm downscaling to 612, so that would be Bal Tosif or Bal Tigra. But if Chazal introduced a mitzvah, Durabonon, and Ein Zo Tosafis, why? Sharei Lo Omru Shakadosh Baruch Hu Tzivu Lassos Eruv O Likros HaMegillah Be'om Nosso Be'ilu Omru Chein Ho Yimosif En Al HaTorah. So first of all, the Rambam tells us that a mitzvah d'rabbanan has to be clearly identified and delineated as such. Chazal can't and obviously didn't present it as a mitzvah d'araisa. It's clearly delineated and clearly indicated. This is what's required min haTorah. This is what's required mid'rabbanan. Elakachanu omrim. But now we'll see that the Rambam actually adds a second stipulation for a Durabonon to steer clear of Bal Tosef. Elakachanu omrim, Shehaneviim im Bezdin Tiknu v'tzivu, the Rambam illustrates it with the example of Mikra Megillah. Shehaneviim im Bezdin Tiknu v'tzivu likros ha-Megillah v'onasa, kedei lahazkir shivochav shalakodesh baruch hu, u'tshu'os she'osa lanu, V'hoya korov l'shu'enu, l'shem sha'ava, v'tal shavosa melukim en ha'avoda, k'dei l'vorcha ul'halalo, u'k'dei l'hodia l'doros ha'boyim, she'emes ma she'eftichonu b'atori ki migoy godol, asher lo Elohim korvim elav, k'ashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav, v'al derech zo hi kol mitzvah u'mitzvah she'midive sofim ben eser v'mosaseh. So the Rambam says the second stipulation for mitzvah d'rabbanan is that Chazal needed to introduce that d'rabbanan in a way that somehow or other it's either protecting or fostering or facilitating something mid'araisa. It can be a mitzvah d'araisa, the most common example being in the d'rabbanan is a siyog. Or it can be an emunah, it can be a basic fundamental belief or value, min haTorah, that the Durabanan is coming to uphold, that the Durabanan is coming to reinforce, that the Durabanan is coming to foster. The high note, that there's no such thing as an independent Durabanan. And that's the second stipulation. Stipulation number one is that Durabanans have to be delineated as such. Stipulation number two is that the Durabanan has to link up to the Da'araisa. There's no such thing as, well, listen, we're Chazal, we can tell you what to do, so we're going to tell you to, we'll tell you that it's only mitzvah Durabanan, so here's another. Now, everything Chazal did is to, it connects, it links up with something in the Torah. So, when the Rambam says that the purpose of Kriya Samgil is Levavu Lahalalam, so we kriyasa zuhi hilula, kriyasa zuhi hilula, and again, clearly, praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reinforces basic belief and basic correct conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, notice the other thing the Rambam adds: "Ukidei lehudia ledoros haboyim she'emes mashav tichanu v'atorah ki migargado shavolim kol melav." The Hainu, that Kriyas HaMegillah comes to reinforce our belief in the Haftacha of the Koach of Tefillah V'Tzibur and the special Hashgacha practice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in response to Tefillah V'Tzibur, exercises over Klal Yisrael. The Emes Mashiv Tichanu Matori Ki Migagado L'Shalo Elohim Kov Me'lov K'Hashem Elokeinu B'Chol Kareinu Elov. Where did the Rambam get this idea? Meaning, so when we hear the Megillah, so according to the Rambam, one fundamental idea that's supposed to register is that everything changes in response to Lech Knossos Kol Yehudim. That the Kol Yisrael is on the precipice, Rachman Litzlan, of unimaginable disaster, and things turn on the Lech Knossos Kol Yehudim. When you have this atzeres of tshuva utfila, that's when everything turns around, and that's what was that's one of the goals and therefore justifications of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. So a very different way of framing Kriyas HaMegillah than what we saw in the Ramban in Kisei Tzvi. Where did the Ram get this idea? It's his own chiddush. So the emes is, if you look in the Gemara in Megillah, in the first parak, so beginning on Yoram Midbeis, the Gemara catalogs for us how different Amaroim used to introduce that when they would darshan Megillas Esther, so they would give a little bit of a hakdama. And the Gemara tells us what, at least the Rosh HaPokim, of what that hakdama was for different Amaroim. So the Gemara there says on Dafir Aleph, one line in the Gemara. I think if it's not for this Rambam, I'm not sure that we would have even noticed the line or certainly would have been hard to appreciate. Rav Masna Amar Mehocha, ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krov melav v'gomer. That was Rav Masna's introduction to before he would start darshaning the Megillah. That's exactly this idea of the Rambam. That's what the Rambam got it from in Chazal, that Kriyas HaMegillah comes to reinforce this Havtocha of Kimi Goy Gadol. Just a... You know, in many areas of Torah, to begin to appreciate, so one needs to penetrate beneath the surface to be able to read a little bit between the lines. But sometimes just reading the words without any added insight, but just letting it register what it says is extraordinary. Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kohen elav. The Rambam quotes this in Parag Beis of Hilchos Tshuva as well, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you all know. Unlike the Yochid, for whom there's a special period of Dish Hashem b'Yimotzo, otherwise there's no guarantee that something's going to be immediately accepted. Avol b'tzibur kol zman she'osin tshuva v'tzoakin b'leiv shalem heinan en shenama k'Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. So it's extraordinary. There's kind of no exceptions made. There's 100% guarantee that if only the tzibur does tshuva and the tzoakin b'leiv shalem, Miyad Nanan. Just, that's it, 100%. No, there's no asterisk with, you know, then small print on the bottom, you know, exceptions, not relevant in 49 of the 50 states of the Union. None of the fine print. Chudakimashno. Kol Zman Sha'os and Chuba Vitzok and Vlaif Shalom, Him Nanan. Okay, so two different approaches to how to frame Kriyas HaMegillah as a kiyum in Zechiras Amalek, Zechiras Mechias Amalek, as Levarcho Lahalalo, and as reinforcing the belief in the Havtocha, in the reality of the Havtocha of Kashan Elokeinu v'chol Kareinu Elav. Yitachen that each of these approaches to Megillas Esther actually reflects a fundamental approach to mitzvahs derabbanan. The way the Rambam, again, in this paragraph, reconciles mitzvahs derabbanan with Baal Tosef, as we said, that it has to be delineated as such, and it has to link up with, it has to be protecting, facilitating, fostering something in the Torah. the Chachmei Svarad, most explicitly, the famous Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chazayin, have a different explanation of the mitzvahs mechudoshos midrabban. Not talking about the gzeros and siyogim, but the mitzvahs mechudoshos, such as mikra megillah, nechanikah, etc. So the way the Ritva comes to it here in Rosh Hashanah is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a lashon that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu imu lefanai malchios zechonos v'shofos v'Rosh Hashanah. The problem is that the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Daled seems to indicate pretty clearly that malchios zechonos v'shofos is only drabonim. So what do you mean that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ritva has his famous yisod. Mishum hachi katani Rabbi Akiva she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu imu lefanai malchios zechonos she'kol ma she'yesh lo asmachta min ha'posuk heyir HaKadosh Baruch Hu heyir with an ayin heyir HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ro'i lasos kein ela she'lo kevo'o chova u'mesore lechachomim v'zedo v'boru v'emes. HaTorah he'ira b'chach, I skipped a few lines. HaTorah he'ira, again with an ayin, b'chach, u'mosra chiyuv hadova l'kova l'chachomim im yirtza. So the Ritva says, the pshat in Derabbanan is that there is a cue in the Torah for Chazal to be misak in this Derabbanan. And that's pshat in Asma, the Ritva says. So once you say that, so then it doesn't have to link up with any other daraisa. Again, the justification, the reason it's not Beltosif, is that it's not that if a person comes and he's bodemi libo, if that would have been what happened, so attack it would be. But over here, it's heira haTorah b'chach. The Torah. Again, it cued Chazal that they're supposed to be masakin these mitzvahs derabbanan. That's why, if you take a look, this would seem to have been the approach of the earlier Chachmei Svarad as well. When Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin asks the Kasha, so on the same blot, so the Gemara says, "Lama token umarin shehen yoshlin." Lama talking to Marie and Shein Omdin, right? Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we have Tkiyas de Miyushav and Tkiyas de Mu'uman? So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why isn't the Baal Tosef? How could Chazal tell us that Tkiyas de Miyushav and Tkiyas de Mu'umad, in HaTorah we only have to hear 9 kolos? Okay, so with the suffix of what true is, so 9 becomes 30, but how do you get beyond 30? So Tosfos answers, because there's no Baal Tosef in repeating a mitzvah. The same way, if a kohen duchens twice in a day, that's not Baal Tosef. So too, to go extra kolos isn't Baal Tosef. The Rashba on here in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin says what Tosef says is true, but they shouldn't have resorted to that in this context, because there's a more basic and fundamental answer that when Chazal are misakein, it's not Baal Tosef. Meaning, Chazal are excluded from the lav of Baal Tosef. Why is that? Because that's the other side of the coin of this Ritva, right? The other side of the coin of this Ritva is if the Torah left the markers, as it were, right? If you go mountain climbing, so there are these arrows, there are the markers to tell you to follow the trail. So the Torah left such markers for Chazal to be Mesak and Mitzvah Derabbanan. So for that reason, the Rashba says, The Torah excluded Chazal from Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is for us. We can't do it. We're not responding to those markers on the trail. And Yitachen, that the Ramban already had this approach to Mitzvahs Derabbanan as well. And that's what he means. Yesmach lemikru megillah min haTorah, meaning here's the cue. The cue for the takon of Kriyas and Megillah is Zohar Eis Asher Asa L'cha Amalek lo tishkach. If you juxtapose this Ramban to the very, very famous Ramban in Bahaloscha, where he finds a remez to Nechanukah, so Yitachen, it's all that same approach to Mitzvahs Derabbanan. Okay, so just to summarize what we've seen until now, so the Rambam and the Ramban give us two sort of different perspectives, two different emphases within Mikra Megillah. For the Ramban, it's the smach from Mikra Megillah is from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, Zechiras Mechiras Amalek. For the Rambam, it's Kedei Levarchu, Lahalo, Lahodia, Ladaros Abam, Emes Mashiftichon of Batara. They both have their Mekoros and Chazal. And maybe this is, again, sort of reflective or instances of a more fundamental, consistent approach to how one understands the Rabbanans. The Rabbanans are always there. No, the Torah didn't hint. The Torah didn't prompt Chazal to do it, but the Torah did tell Chazal, it's your job to uphold, it's your job to foster and facilitate and protect Divrei Torah. Well, no, when it comes, that's true for Gzeres and Siyagim, but when it comes to Mitzvahs Mechudashos, so there the Torah Taka left hints, and the Torah cued Chazal to introduce extra Mitzvahs. Maybe just one last thought, Lagabe Purim. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Kofaleim Harki Gigis, Mikan Mogar Rabbala Raisa, and Hodi Kibeluha Bimeach Hashverosh. That's a funny Lashon, Hodi Kibeluha Bimeach Hashverosh. In Al Anisim, so we don't say Bimeach Hashverosh, Shalmad Haman Rashi. In Mordechai Ve'Esther. So since when do we, when we talk about Tzkufis in Jewish history, talk about Tzkufis of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We don't identify it by Bimei Cheshverosh. So what it should have been Hadi Kibbulah, Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther. Well, what does it mean, Kofalayim Hanki Gigas? So, Kim Dumani, that the Maharal says something along the following lines, that it doesn't mean that the, literally that there was that coercion of having the mountain held over them and being threatened with death, Rachman al-Islam, if they weren't the Mekabal Torah. What it means is that the Nisei Mitzrayim and the Nisim al-Hayam were just so overwhelming that, as it were, it overrode our Bechira. How could you not be Mechavel the Torah? After seeing all that, after witnessing all that, after experiencing all that, so what are you going to say? No, I'm going to spend my life on the merry-go-round and having fun, and I'm going to react like the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Yishmael, and no, I have to continue engaging Rechman al Islam. How could you not? So it was so, just so overwhelming. So why is that a Modar Rabbi L'Araisa? Because then throughout history, we have to live up to that commitment, even when we're not daily experiencing such Gilui Shechina, even when we're not daily experiencing such osos umosim. Oh, so when was the second Kabbalah? The second Kabbalah is taka in with the Nes of Purim. Why? Because the Nes of Purim is a Nes Nista. The Nes Nista. So dafka in a situation where, again, on the one hand, as is always the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is there, but it's there but often nista. So now that's a as it were, a more prototypical Kabbalah. That's a more prototypical Kabbalah because that's the reality we live in. We don't live in a reality of esamakos and kriyas yamsuf, such nisim niglim. We live in a reality of nisim and nistarim. Yitachin, that's what the Gemara is hinting at. Father Kibbulah b'mei Achashverosh, meaning it was b'mei Achashverosh. Outwardly, in terms of what was on the surface, so Achashverosh, Amelech Tipesh, Amelech Rosh, either way it wasn't, either you wouldn't have voted for him had there been an election, right? Either way it doesn't, it wouldn't get one's vote. So that's what it was outwardly. So that's what the Gemara is emphasizing, that the Kabbalah is when the Hashkacha was Nista, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was more Nista. All of which emphasizes what perhaps is the central component of our avoda. which is to do our best, bli neder, bezus Hashem, not to be masiach das. That when a person is aware of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then things are as natural, as it were, as they were by Mamet HaSinai. You feel that kaf aleim hanke gigas. What else should I be doing with my time? I should be wasting my time if I can be in the Beis Medrash learning. I should not go to Minyan if I have the opportunity and the blessing to be able to go to Minyan. It's only when we're, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden, so it's not, as it were, staring us in the face. It's our avoda not to be distracted, not to forget. That's what the avoda is. And that's how the Ramah begins Shulchan Aruch, according from the Rambam, that Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is a kal gadol b'torah, that we just need im yosim ha'adam alibo shekadosh baruch hu omed alav v'rov v'nasega. I don't know if Shem is fairly complete.
Is there a title I should give it?